Who are you and what brought you down here today?
Yeah, I'm Andrew Wellinghoff. I am one of the science instructional coaches with Milwaukee Public Schools. I'm down here for a couple reasons. Primarily, we wanted to expose our teachers to our climate justice curriculum and our new climate justice coach. I also want to get our teachers more heavily involved in planning science curriculum with us and participating in our district STEM fair.
Tell me about the STEM fair.
The STEM fair is our yearly showcase of excellence in science and engineering, where we invite the winners of our each school's individual STEM fairs to showcase their projects for each other and the community at large.
And that was down at AmCamp Field this year, is that right?
That was a couple years ago. Okay. Last year we were at the Wisconsin Center,
okay, where
we will hopefully be again this year.
How many years has STEM Fair been in operation?
I believe last year was our 13th.
Okay.
Annual STEM Fair.
Have you kept track of the alumni of the students who have demoed there, like where they've gone on? Have there been any awesome success stories?
No, we haven't. Only on a couple individual bases do we...
What are some of the fun projects you've seen over the last couple years?
Okay, so a few years ago we had a student from Fernwood Montessori build a three-dimensional LED matrix which would mimic the three-dimensional nature of whatever you put in a chamber that was connected to it using coding and a lot of sensors and LEDs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what kind of things did people put in that?
Oh, most people just put their hand in there, but some people, if they had a little gadget they'd put in there, they put in their phones. Yeah, it was mostly hands, though.
Okay.
See how well it could react to moving objects.
Cool. You mentioned that schools have to have their own STEM fairs, and then they can compete in the regional or the district STEM fair. So how many schools in MPS have, like, the STEM fair going on right now?
Last year we had 45 schools join us at the district STEM fair. There was a few more that had their own that weren't able to join us for a number of reasons. So I'd say between 50 and 60.
Okay, that's a pretty good chunk.
Yeah, we're trying to come back to our pre-pandemic high of 60 plus. So.
Okay. I am not familiar with how it works at the school. Is it an extracurricular activity, or is it sort of if there's a club from a school that is going to be building something for the STEM fair, is it like a product of the math classes or of science classes?
It's generally a product of the science classes and built directly into the day-to-day curriculum.
Got it, okay.
However, there are some examples of science clubs participating as well.
Okay, so then you could expand it by involving more science teachers at other schools beyond that.
Ultimately, we would, to make it more equitable, we would like to involve schools that have yet to participate.
Got it.
Yeah.
Cool. What is the fun thing you've learned today?
Oh my God, all the different community partners that are already involved with our schools and with the Green City Conference that I was not aware of.
Cool.
Then something I didn't even know existed.
Very cool. This is a totally different kind of question, but I'm a water storyteller, so I get to ask it. What is your relationship with water?
I love the Milwaukee River. I'm a big paddleboarder, so it has been my goal over the past couple of years to paddle every section of the Milwaukee River, at least that I can get my paddleboard through.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
But I saw you just soaking in the sun, figuring, like, this guy knows how to just soak in the sun.
I've spent a lot of time outdoors this summer.
How many times did you fall off your paddleboard this year?
Less. Once or twice when I take it on Lake Michigan. I haven't had an obnoxious boater tip me over in a while, though, so that's nice.
That's great exercise, isn't it?
It is a great exercise, and in my opinion, it's the best way to experience a waterway.
Very cool. Huh. So what reaches of the Milwaukee have you yet to paddle on?
Just small sections, like that go into the Kettle Moraine. So I've done everything pretty much from Fredonia to Lake Michigan.
That's impressive.
Yeah, now I'm just doing the little sections on the branches that I haven't hit up yet.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm gonna take